leaving today. Ah, what will you do while I am away? Ah, throw another log on the stove. It's times like these, yeah, it gets pretty cold. Now I gotta chop and I gotta split, but I ain't gonna make any big deal out of it. I'll save you the maple and get by on the pine. How long till the world puts you back at my side? Yeah. Farewell, my love, I am leaving today. Ah, what will you do while I am away? I'm gonna go to the mill that's pressing cider. I'll take it to your mom and I'll sit down beside her. I'll comb her long hair and listen to her muse. How she met your dad, he was varnishing the pews in the church where she would soon be his bride. How long till the world puts you back at my side? Farewell, my love, I'm leaving today. How, what will you do while I am away? I'll go to the city where the boys bide their time, laying down the law while the shoes get shined. I got my yellow ribbon and a big old megaphone. I am gonna find someone that can bring you home. I'm defiant by day, defenseless by night. How long till the world puts you back at my side? How long till the world puts you back at my side?
You just heard Dave Boutette from January 2008 right here on the Motor Live Flashback. That was the Motor Live Flashback. This, however, is Motor Live Drive at 5, where we make the next flashback happen right now with none other than our very special guest, Emma Islands. Emma, can you hear me out there?
Yep.
All right. Emma, it's such a pleasure to have you on the show. Have you back at WHFR.
Thank you. Thank you for having me back.
We're going to go into that in a little bit, but right now we're going to kick things off by getting you to perform for the whole wide world. So there's no nerves at all, is there?
Really.
What's the first track you're going to play for us?
The first track is my song called Echo. It's the title track of my album that was released on June 19th.
Well, folks, this is something very special. I've been saying that. I got to hear her perform live at an open mic, and I'm telling you, this is something else. Emma Islands, Echo, right here on WHFR Dearborn.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you so much for making me someone who told the truth. Emma, welcome to WHFR. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm so glad this day has come. I met you, 2 months ago almost?
Yep, pretty much.
At an open mic out in Warren called The Dovetail. Warren, Michigan, everybody tuning in from near and far. And I missed your performance, and I was with a good friend of mine at the time, a good friend of yours, a good friend of WHFR's, Drew Schultz, who said, Hallmark, you've got to hear her music. And he just reached in his wallet and picked up your CD and laid it on me, and I'm driving home, and I'm like, this isn't the girl I was listening to. I just met. This voice? No. No way possible. So do you mind sharing your age with the world?
Oh, yeah, I'm 13.
Okay, folks, that voice, that talent that just wrote that song and what you're about to hear today is 13. And this isn't her first time at a radio station being recognized by the world, but I'm privileged to be a part of this today. So welcome aboard.
Thank you.
So 13, Southeast Michigan, performing live at the Dovetail, and got a CD out, and that was the title track, Echo?
Yep.
And tell me about this CD.
Well, I over the past 2 years, I've been writing songs for it, and we started recording about last October, I think, but then something didn't work out, and then we finished recording it, and we got it out by June 13th, and that was really fun. It was a really cool process, and it's on iTunes, CD Baby, Spotify, and Amazon. And, yeah.
All right. I mean, that's a big deal. And to be where you are writing-wise, let alone performing-wise, as I was listening to your songs and the content and whatnot, I'm like, okay. And so I took it home and shared it with the wife, and I didn't tell her anything. I just let her listen. And then afterwards, I told her about you, and she was like, no way. So I didn't do that for the audience. I've been doing that for people as I've been playing your songs, the album versions. But now, if you tuned into the Motor Live Drive at 5, we're talking about Emma and her age. New to this world, basically, but this talent has been here. So I'm talking and not letting them hear you. Give them something else that they'll know is you.
Like
another song.
Oh, another song? This one is All My Little Words by The Magnetic Fields. I really love The Magnetic Fields. I've been listening to them for about 2 years.
All right, then. We're going to be asking you more about what's inspired you in a little bit. But All My Little Words, originally done by The Magnetic Fields, done now here, 89.3 by Emma Islands.
Not if I could write for you.
That's In My Islands with Magnetic Fields, All My Little Words. Now, again, that's what's amazing about you. This song goes back, and this is one of your inspirations? Mm-hmm. Now, tell me, what who does inspire you?
Just mostly acoustic artists, like the Magnetic Fields, the Eels. I've recently been listening to Benjamin Gibbard, because one of my friends wanted me to play one of his songs, and Neutral Milk Hotel, I like them too now.
Did you agree to play one of his songs?
Benjamin Gibbard? Or
yeah.
Oh, no, I can't play it today. Forgot one of the chords.
Oh, okay, but, I mean, what about outside, not today, but is this something you include in your set?
Yeah, usually.
Okay. Does it, the music that you grew up listening to that influenced you, do you ever feel a need to pull away from it when it's time for you to write? Or
kind of. I mean, I grew up with like the Beatles and Bob Dylan, Neil Young, the Rolling Stones. That's what I liked as a kid, and I still like them now.
So when you're sitting down to create your own, to craft your own music, you can still listen to other people and then not take you away from what you're into?
Yeah. Or,
okay.
I still love all of them, and they inspire me as well.
And still a part of your constant rotation?
Yep.
Okay. It's interesting to learn what people do or how they focus themselves when they go to craft their music. And like I say, this entire album, it's not just a matter of a song or two and filler. This is a story. I mean, please share what went into the making of this, the writing of these songs.
Well, they're all like different. They're all about different things. Like Echo was loosely based around Narcissus and Echo, the Greek mythology. And most of the other songs are just about like my everyday emotions and going through middle school and stuff like that. And I would get all like I'd be stressed out one day and I'd write a song and it'd make me feel better. And I remember sometimes when I write songs, I'll start writing them at like 11, and then I'll look at the clock and it's like 3 in the morning, and then I have to go to bed.
Emma, why is that light on? This is your therapy.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, so you can go back out there and deal with the world as it comes at you. More people, or people in general, take note. I know listeners of Motor are probably people who may already feel that way, but spread the word. This is a lot better than punching somebody in. Maybe.
Just maybe.
There's a few people that still might need that punch, but we like what Emma's doing a great deal. Now we mentioned Drew Schultz. He played and produced on this.
Yes, he did. He played drums on some of the songs, and he also helped Anthony Retka, who played guitar on some of the songs, produce it.
All right. Like I say, a longtime friend here at Motor, doing great work in the community. Staying professional musician at all times. Encouragement goes out to a good friend. And again, I'm just very appreciative for him steering me your way. And this next song is on this CD. So I'd love to hear you perform.
Hey, this one's Away. It's on Echo. I'm sorry, this one's called No Cuts. Lost it.
No Guts off of Echo from Emma Islands. Now, since it was kind of left in my hands, because you don't have a big label behind you saying this is our lead track and whatnot, No Guts has been my go-to. This is what I wanted to share most and foremost with the world, lead single, if you will. Like I say, this is WHFR. We don't have a set playlist or like the top 40 stations, but we look forward to that song or some other song off this album breaking in the top 40 so we can officially stop playing you. We want you to get too big to be on WHFR. And all that to say, I wanted to ask you, what would be your lead single? What's been the one that has stood out for you?
I've always liked Echo or Wash It Down. I'm going to play that a little bit later. I think those two were some of my strongest ones. I also like No Guts, and I think my dad used to say that it was his favorite song until he had to listen to the album over and over and over again. Kind of got sick of it.
Well, you know, I know it's a sensitive, somewhat of a sensitive question because these are all your babies. Now, in terms of the writing, was it just you, covers, co-writers? What do you want to share?
It was basically just me. I would write the songs, and then my dad would kind of edit them, and then I would edit them until we both thought that they were pretty good.
Okay. And let's put it out there. Musician, daughter musician of a musician?
Are you asking if I'm born from
yeah.
a family? No, not really. My dad, he plays guitar with his friends sometimes, but he wanted me to play guitar, and then I started taking lessons and
went someplace completely on your own.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because, you know, in talking to dad, because got to get parents' permission with your age, it was all about, no, I'm not sitting in 1/3. This is her show. This is, and I was like, oh, okay. Check, not helicopter parent. But somebody who is supportive. And that's a good thing. I've seen all types here. So I want to thank you guys for having a system that works well for you. You can hear it in the music. You can see it just talking with you, dealing with you. And also, I've hinted at the fact that this is not your first time here. Tell people about your first time at WHFR.
My first time at WHFR, I was either like 8 or 9 years old, and I was with a singing group called the Motor City Melodies, and I think we were getting interviewed about our latest release, which was a 60s cover album. So that was a lot of fun.
No Girls Allowed, wasn't it?
No, I think it was all girls.
No, I mean the show that you were performing on? We have a show called No Girls Allowed, and the host that show was Lynn. And she was a supporter, is a supporter. And she's like, she's back. And I'm like, Lynn, you had your chance. I ran into her on the next step up. Don't know who's going to get her on her next step up, but it'll probably be top 40 where she belongs. So today, while we have you, let's keep the music coming. What next do you have for this?
Next I have Away, the song that I introduced, the last song. Because I looked at the set list and I was like, oh, let's play Away. And then I was like, I started playing No Guts and I was like, oh.
Hey, do what feels comfortable to you. Just play for the folks.
Well, this one is off the album as well.
All right. Away by Emma Islands from her album Echo. Now you mentioned some of the places where people can now get your CD, CD Baby, iTunes.
And then there's also Spotify and Amazon.
Okay, so you're out there at quite a few places, but the first place that people can get it in person, let alone see you, is you've been performing at the Dovetail. That's 29200 Hoover.
Yeah.
I was about to say Woover. Let's back up a second. Hoover in Warren.
Yes.
Whipped cream. Yeah. And the next time you'll be at the Dovetail?
That's I have a show there tomorrow with James Anthony, Emily Rose, and Michelle Held. It's at it starts at 8 and we'll be playing 30-minute sets, each of us, I think.
All right, then. So, folks, as much as you're enjoying her music here on the radio, especially for those of you out across the World Wide Web, if you're anywhere near this great 313-734-586, think about stopping over at the Dovetail tomorrow. Get there early, sometime around like 7:30. It's 29200 Hoover in Warren. Also, stop by our Motor Live Drive at 5 Facebook page or our new Tumblr page, and you will see an ad, a picture taken from the Dovetail with where Emma's name and who all's joining her. But we'll put up the time and date for you so you can possibly make plans to go out and see this talent live. This is the best way As much fun as we want this to be for you, we still want you to get out and see Emma Islands live performing songs from Echo and see for yourself. Petite young lady, great big talent. And this is a great time to show off if you wanna. You know, some of these songs you've been doing, definitely your own creations, but you've got some takes on some people, like you say, who've been inspiring you. Yeah. One of your next songs?
One of my next songs is actually I Wish I Was the Moon by Nico Case. And
somebody I really adore, yeah, musically. Tell me about what got you to dig into Nico.
Well, my dad, he was listening to her because he listens to different musicians on YouTube, and he tries to find stuff for me to play, and he showed me this song and then one of our other songs, and I picked this one because I really liked it, and I learned it, and it turns out that Emily Rose actually plays this one too, so
ooh,
at my show, me, Emily, James, and Michelle are going to cover this song together, and we came up with some harmonies, and James came up with some guitar parts, and it's going to sound pretty cool.
Now, I was saying, folks, you need to go see her live. She just gave you another reason why seeing her live is all the more better. Emma Islands, I Wish I Was the Moon.
Chimney falls as lovers play. Thought that I was young. Now I've freezing hands and bloodless veins. Snow is I've begun. I'm so I'd forgotten my name, 'cause I sold my soul, but I walk just the same. I'm so lonely, I wish I was the moon tonight.
Nico Case's I Wish I Was the Moon, as done by Emma Islands. Your interpretation is on point. Much applause. How is it being the talent that some of your teachers wish they had when you go in school? And what's it like working with your music teachers?
My music teacher is actually Well, at school, I don't really have any music teachers right now, but I do take guitar lessons from Emily Rose, and I've taken a lot of guitar lessons from a lot of different people. And, well, right now, like, with Emily, it's not really that she's jealous of my talent. I'm jealous of her talent. I listen to her album a lot, and I think she's really great.
So there's a pure level coming on the older you get, the more you delve into this. Well, this is somebody I'm going to be looking at bringing on Motor, Emily Rose, back to Motor. So I want to thank Emily Rose for having been the inspiration to Emma Islands. Hey, what you doing? Something special. And like I say, looking forward to you being the breakout talent that gets on the top 40, and then the music director says, we can't play her at WHFR anymore. She's too big. Good. Yes. We like to see that happen. None other than the Gothabilly Man was here back in the day when Maroon 5 stopped by. So it's like, who are these guys? I don't know. The lead singer, his voice, I don't know where they're going or what they're doing. But, hey, things happen, and we pull people from rotation. Looking forward to putting you on that shelf. But you're doing your thing with Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby. People can get your music from these venues. They can definitely come out to the Dovetail tomorrow night, what'd you say, 7:30, 8 o'clock. You'll be performing then and there. You'll have copies of the CD with you?
Yes, I will.
Great. And what about social media? Where can people tune in and, if not hear your voice, read your voice, as it were?
I have a Facebook. It's Emma Islands. And then I have a Twitter. It's at Emma Islands. And then I have a YouTube channel, and that's also Emma Islands. And I have Instagram, which is also Emma Islands.
Well, we'll be taking more pictures today. Want to get you, do some promotional stuff so that after today we keep your voice going out and people come back to WHFR.FM, stream this podcast, download it after the show. It'll be up and available, and we want that for you. Also, like I said, we have a new Tumblr page now, so look for that to be available to you. But available to you right now, Emma Islands, changing instruments, getting ready to bring us another flavor, another sound.
I have a ukulele here, and I'm going to be playing one of my original songs and two covers on it.
Well, I'll step out the way. What's going to be your first song?
My first song is actually going to be The King of Carrot Flowers by Neutral Milk Hotel.
There you have it.
To die, which one a little more than he could dare to try.
okay, we're going from guitar to ukulele. Where does this talent not go? What all do you play?
I started off playing the bass when I, George Friend, he also played on my album. He had a place called Amp, and I took lessons there, and we did a little band, and we played at the Black Lotus, and then his place had to close down, but I still took lessons from him for a while after that. But
was this a short scale bass? Pardon me for interrupting. I'm as I said before, she is a petite young lady to look at her. So I'm just imagining you with, was this a short scale, like a violin bass or?
No, it was like a guitar bass.
Oh, okay.
And I also took guitar lessons there, although I was a little too shy to play guitar for some reason.
I just, glad you got over that.
Yeah. And then I kind of play the piano. Like, I used to take classical-ish piano lessons, but now I just teach myself songs. I have a chord chart in front of the piano, and I just recently got this ukulele for my birthday, so that was back in April, and I've been playing it ever since.
Dad, are we have any drums in the future?
Oh. She doesn't like the drums.
No drums?
Whenever there was like a drum workshop at somewhere I would take lessons, it would be known as the day that Emma played the drums. It was always bad.
Well, hey, is what the whole future holds, and that's not written yet, but go ahead. It's like watching a young female prince in front of me. So this is why I'm telling the world, your next chance is tomorrow night at the Dovetail. I look forward to catching many more times. Now, you have another venue coming up that's not just a solo project, though. The Opera House?
Yes. Yeah.
Tell us about this.
It's La Boheme, and I'm with the Michigan Opera Children's Chorus at the Opera House, and we're going to be singing in two or three of the songs that are in it, and it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of hard work because we have a lot of tech nights and nights where we stay from like 7 to 11. It's crazy.
And all this, meanwhile, we still have to get up and go to school in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay, so tip of the hat to you, most definitely. But the name of the group that you're with again, Motor City Children's?
No, the Michigan Opera Theater Children's Chorus.
Michigan Opera.
MOTCC for short, that's what we call it.
So, yes, there's the solo career, but they're still having fun and educational musical experiences with others.
Yep.
Go ahead. Just wow. As long as you still have that ukulele in your hand, let's hear another track from you, please.
All right, this one I learned. It's one of my songs. I normally play it on guitar, but I decided to learn it on ukulele. So this one is It's All Over.
And we go back to the album Echo. All right, folks, another reason why you should be looking to pick up this CD. Again, iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon, even Spotify, but definitely live at the Dovetail tomorrow night. Emma Islands, It's All Over. Driving up and down the road you used to know.
this way. Sweet summer rain bound down to the riders. How hard can it pour on this poor tipsy driver? It's a shame that everything turned out this way.
It's All Over, another original song from Emma Islands, especially found on her new album, Echo. Let me ask you, how long were you in the process of making the CD?
I guess, like, ever since I first started writing songs, which was when I was about 11 years old, and a friend of mine, Greg Beyer, he was doing a songwriting workshop, and I wrote my first song, which was called Going to Detroit. It's really embarrassing, and I haven't played it out since, I think since I was 11, actually.
Okay. You got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
And love to get a copy of that. then you got some great people involved in the making of this. And the Sound Shop in Macomb. This was no just out of the basement production here.
Well, some of it was. Some of it, Echo was recorded in, both recordings of Echo were recorded in basements, and one was John Nash's basement, and the other one was one of my dad's friends, Steve's basements. And then a couple songs were recorded at Anthony's house, Anthony Retka, and that's where Drew and Anthony were helping me, and then the rest were at Sound Studio with Josh Ford and Todd Glass and Alex Lyon and George Friend.
Well, okay, and I look in here, and one of the musicians listed, Jay Gonzalez.
Yeah.
Tell us some more.
He helped me with Echo. He wrote the bridge, actually. He wrote the chords for the bridge, which is really cool. Like, I came up with, that was just going to be another verse, and he helped me out, and he wrote the bridge for it, and I met him at one of the shows he did with the Drive-By Truckers. He's in that band, and he was really cool. All of the band was really cool, and they're one of my favorite bands, and their music is really good.
And they're coming to town soon. Motor City Josh Ford, somebody who was on this album. But so you got to work with Jay Gonzalez with the Drive-By Truckers, and you say one of your favorite bands?
Yep, it's...
Want to do some music of theirs?
Yeah.
Well, what you got for us?
I have Late for Church by them.
Late for Church, originally by the Drive-By Truckers, done especially well by Emma Islands. Take it away, Emma.
Late for church again. Never seem to be on time. Hear the bells as they peal through the holler. Doesn't sound like a friend of mine. A hundred eyes turn as I enter. Faces burning as I walk past pews. I could tell the whisper while I'm watching my shoes. The only seat left is right up front. I'm not a bit surprised. The back is soft, but the seat is hard. Why can't they get it right? Dad follow every last word.
Just heard Emma Islands with her version of Late for Church. It was originally done by Drive-By Truckers from their album Gangsta Billy. None other than Jay Gonzalez from Drive-By Truckers cooperating, working with, nurturing Emma Islands on this album Echo, the first release, first of many from Emma. We talked about some of the people that worked on the album. Who all would you, you know, in the old expression, who would you like to send a shout out to for having contributed to Emma Islands?
Actually, like everybody that contributed on the album, I know I listed them throughout the show, but I'd like to say their names again. It's Josh Ford. He played guitar, and he was actually the guy who recorded everything in Sound Shop Studio. And George Friend, he also played guitar on some of it. And Jay Gonzalez, he did a lot of different things to one of the Echo recordings. And Alex Lyon, Drew Schultz, Anthony Retka, and Todd Glass, they were all on the album. And then just people who were supportive, like the people from The Dovetail, Mike Anton, my parents, and Emily Rose, and...
So now, your parents have just contributed to somebody who's now doing what some every parent should want their child to do, contribute to a better world, a more musical, more uplifted world. Why don't we give an opportunity for somebody to say hey and bring Dad Islands on the mic? You there?
Yeah, I'm here. My radio debut.
All right. Can we like give away just a half inch of the mystery? Emma Islands is a great record name, but not the technical name.
Right. Yeah. You know, she's young, so we just kind of wanted to keep her under wraps as much as we can, because I don't know, it can be a scary world at times, I guess.
And a dad is supposed to be protective.
Absolutely.
So how can we Mr. Islands?
Sure.
All right, then.
I could be Mr. Islands. I'm usually known as Emma's dad anyway. No one knows my name. It's like, oh yeah, it's Emma's dad over there. So
hey, you gotta meet Emma's dad, Mr. Islands. This is just a cool cat. Like I said, just happened to be at the Dovetail because one of the musicians, producers, good mutual friend of ours, Drew Schultz, had invited me to he was doing a performance that day, and after the show, why don't you come out the Dovetail with me? Okay, I'm not doing anything. Let's go hang. You know, this is my boy. So we get out there, and oh, you missed Emma's performance. Okay. And I'm looking at this young lady, and I'm like, wondering what would come out and hit that microphone that would blow me away. And he's like, oh, we'll show you. Let me get the CD. And here we are. But leading up to that day, you were just a supportive individual. What about you? Guitar in your hand?
Well, yeah, I can fumble through a few chords, I guess.
But then she blew past you?
Oh, absolutely. That's why I kind of stopped, because it's depressing now. It's, you know, it's like, go to your room. I can't even play that, you know?
See, you need to be the one on the skins. Yeah. What, you can't play? You can't play drum? Oh, okay. We got this.
Yeah, no, I like being on the sidelines and just watching her grow. It's a great experience.
Well, again, a tip of the hat to you. Thank you for sharing this wonderful young lady with WHFR's loyal listeners, the world in general. And parents of the world, take note. From this position, I get to work with a lot of musicians, some of whom are also under 18, and some of whom I wish their parents would take the approach that Mr. Islands takes, as opposed to some of what I've seen. We'll leave it at that. But Emma, I applaud you for having made a choice of all the things that you could do. You know, parents open the door for their kids. Do you want to do this? Do you want to do that? Do you want to play guitar? Do you want to sing? Your choice was yours to make, and here you are. This is your doing. I'm just a channel. So let's let the world hear what you're doing and what you're bringing. Bring another song, please.
This one is actually a brand new song. This is the first time I've been playing it in public. It's not on anything. I haven't recorded it or anything.
Oh, this is the good stuff now.
I also wrote another song around the same time that I wrote this one, and I'm playing that one at the Dovetail tomorrow for my show.
Well, what's the name of this one right away?
This one is called Filling Shoes.
Brand new track, world release, Motor Live Drive at 5, Emma Islands. Islands, brand new world premiere, Filling Shoes. Any idea when we can count on another CD that'll feature Filling Shoes?
I'm not really sure as of yet. I'm working on getting together and sharpening a bunch of new songs. I just haven't really had the time for it this week or last week because I've been doing a lot of things lately. I had
La Boheme coming.
A state fair that I was doing a contest in, and then I had I was the feature performer for the Gaelic League last week, and I today I have this radio show, and then on Tuesday actually I did a photo shoot with the Metro Times for their cover, and we broke vinyl records, and it was dangerous, and there was sharp vinyl everywhere.
So this has got you busy.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, good on you. Let's stay busy. Let's take them out. We're at the close with one last track on our way out the door, because I just want them to hear your voice in its best. So one last song, Emma, please.
Should I play a cover or an original?
Would. Give them an original.
All right.
Emma Islands, taking you out on Motor Live Drive at 5.
This one is Wash It Down. It's off Echo, and I wrote this song. This is one of the songs that I stayed up till 3 in the morning writing. So. My brains from breakfast. I washed it down with carbonated acid. The dew on the grass looks like the tears I bleach my eyes away. Every time I'm missing you, my youth's on the horizon. It's going.
Been listening to Emma Islands. This is her